I set a place at the dinner table for him, though I doubted he would fill it. Typically, he walked in at 10 after having a meal more lavish than any I could make. He would have eaten at one of a dozen favorite restaurants with one of a dozen potential clients, and would be so talked out when he finally reached our kitchen that he would have little interest in rehashing his day with me. Why the place setting, then? First, for the sake of the kids. They knew something was wrong. "Where's Dad?" asked Charlotte, our 15-year-old daughter, whose mind was usually on her role in the school play far more than on her father's role in the family. "Did you guys have a fight?" asked 16-year-old Jimmy, the middle child and eternal peacemaker. "Is this fair to you?" asked Sam, who would be off to college in another 9 months and was newly protective of me. I gave them the same kinds of answers I'd been giving for years. That their father was busy and successful, that he wanted to be there with them and was trying to see his way clear to do it, and that, no, there'd been no fight. And there hadn't. Rick and I didn't fight. We talked. Sometimes we disagreed. In this instance, though, I'd done the unthinkable. In the reasonable voice that we used, even in disagreements, I had issued an ultimatum. It happened last night. He and I hadn't talked since. We had shared a bed, shared a bathroom, shared the kitchen at breakfast time, but we hadn't talked, not this morning nor at any other time today. I had no idea where he stood. Naturally, I was having second thoughts. I was calling myself every kind of fool for speaking my mind so bluntly, for being selfish and brash, for saying fighting words in the heat of the moment. Thinking about those words, though, I wouldn't take them back. In fact, the heat of the moment hadn't been a momentary thing at all, but the culmination of 18 years of putting my husband first. Didn't I deserve a turn at coming first for a change? No, my second thoughts weren't about what I'd said, but the ramifications. My marriage was in limbo. Rick might choose to take that job halfway across the country from us, in which case I had to either give up my own professional dreams and the kids' ties to follow him, or dig in my heels. If I dug in my heels and he chose to leave, my marriage might be over.